Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're back with Total Information AM with Tom Ackerman. I'm Megan Lynch. You may remember reports of the Missouri patient diagnosed with bird flu who had no known contact with infected animals. Now, half a dozen healthcare workers who cared for that patient have also gotten sick. Joining us, Dr. Doug Casper, infectious disease specialist at OSF Healthcare. Dr. Casper, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Let's look at a little bit of background on this and just remind us how this strain of avian flu has typically been transmitted.
Yeah, so this is a strain of flu that's usually found in wild birds. And there was a crossover event sometime in the early 2022 where it showed up in poultry, so chicken farms. And I think we all remember hearing stories about chickens becoming ill and the price of eggs going up being related to this. There was additional crossover into cattle. And so what's been unique in 2024 is that there was the first confirmed case of crossover from animal, both chicken and cow, into humans that occurred in April. And so we've seen cases in Texas. We've seen cases in Michigan. And then there's this case in Missouri, which is a little unique because the exposure of how the person contracted the case remains unknown.
Is there any new information, any leads on this?
Yeah, so what's happening right now is that people, particularly healthcare workers that cared for the sick patient that reported symptoms afterwards, have had their blood drawn, and it remains in process to see if it confirms that the illness they reported matches up to avian flu. And so that is the part that is unconfirmed. While this is so important is that we are heading into influenza season, which is very typical. We can predict that off the calendar. But this would be a unique occurrence if there was transmission from animal to human and then that same strain from human to other human.
I understand that there are some challenges with that testing. How accurate is it?
Yeah, so the main challenge is it's not a typical hospital-grade test. So these are tests that are done at reference laboratories or public health departments. And so part of it is that the person has to report the illness. And so it has to come onto the radar of healthcare officials to even consider what's occurring. And then the specimen has to be sent to the appropriate lab. So these are not standard tests that someone would receive when they go to their physician office to be diagnosed with a seasonal flu. And so because of that, there's some delay in getting results.
Dr. Casper, what are the concerns here? What should the public be concerned?
Yeah, so right now the concern is very mild. There's no confirmation that there's been any human-to-human spread, and the cases that have occurred from animal to human have resulted in mild illness with all patients recovering. But we're entering a season where we expect RSV virus to be circulating soon, influenza to be circulating after that, and then COVID remains in the background. And so for the everyday individual, when you become ill, you can't tell what you've been exposed to or what the illness is. And so this goes back to the topic of vaccination, where the vaccines you can receive for COVID, RSV, and influenza allow the person the best chance to be protected going into our seasonal respiratory virus.
What would you like to see officials with the CDC and the state do going forward when we talk about this patient and then these healthcare workers that came in contact with that patient?
Yeah, so one of the great achievements during our COVID period was a robust increase in epidemiology. So the ability to real-time track results such as what we used for COVID, but now which is being applied to this situation. And so networking from the level of the local hospital up to the public health department of the state and then interfacing with the CDC is key to get information as quick as possible to the public so that appropriate decisions can be made.
Obviously, this one gets our attention even more because it was a Missouri patient diagnosed with bird flu. Dr. Casper, are there any other bird flu incidents or stories right now that we should be aware of?
Yeah, so this is a national issue. So as I referenced before, there have been cases in Texas and Michigan, and there are the livestock portion is under surveillance nationwide. And so there's nothing unique about Missouri in the sense that it has to do with the geographic location. This is a nationwide problem. And in agriculture and industry, this is something that is being monitored on the FDA side, separate from the CDC side as well.
What would your thoughts be if it turns out that these healthcare workers do test positive for avian flu after coming in contact with this patient?
Yeah, that's a wonderful question because the seasonal influenza vaccine does not include the H5N1 strain, which is what we're talking about, the avian flu strain. Now, the government, United States government, has synthesized a vaccine that would cover this strain, but because the number of cases remains so low, it is not something that's being produced for mass market yet. And so this is not a COVID situation where we're starting from scratch and waiting for a vaccine to be derived. It's just that the vaccine production occurs the year prior. So decisions were made in January of last year, and they can't be changed on the fly. And so potentially this would be a change going into subsequent seasons if it was shown to be a significant problem.
This is Dr. Doug Casper, infectious disease specialist at OSF Healthcare. Thank you very much for your time today. We appreciate the information.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.